out of their children. They don't have the Holy Ghost. Glory. I'm so glad I know what the Holy Ghost is. Hallelujah to God. They can't understand nothing. I say they can't understand nothing. Talking about they save, but they won't get baptized. In Jesus' name, there's something wrong with the Holy Ghost. You hear me today? The Holy Ghost is a testimony of Jesus Christ. When the Holy Ghost comes, they can tell you as one Lord, as one saved, as one baptism, as one true Jesus, one Jesus, the Christ, when it comes, it'll let you know, ain't but one God, ain't but one Lord, ain't but one saved, but the Holy Ghost got to be inside of you for you to know that. If they don't have it, they gonna say the Blessed Trinity. But I'm here to tell you, there's no Trinity. If God is in you, that's one God. How can three gods get inside of you? There's only one God. Are you with me today? It's not a Trinity, but it's a Godhead. The fullness of God was in Christ. All of God was in Christ. Is that right? I want to tell you, when you see Jesus, you see God. The Holy Ghost will let you know. When you see Jesus, you'll see God. When you see Jesus, you'll see the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost will let you know that. Hey, ain't God all right? Ain't it all right? You cannot preach without the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah to God. They are confused, and then they have audacity to send people out talking about God told them to go out into the vineyard. God told them, I want you to preach. I want you to carry my word. God never told them, but they want to be so big in the Lord. They say, I'm a prophetess, and I prophesy to you today. I want to do what God wants me to do. That's what they tell them. God told me to tell you, get ready. He got a work for you to do. He got a work for you to do. And they call themselves preparing for the work. I'm going to send you to another nation. God told me he was going to use you in a special way. God told me you will speak, and eyes will come open. You want to speak, and legs come back on people. You will speak, and arm come back. But that's of the devil. A false revival is in our land. I said a false revival is in our land today. They're running down the aisle and squalling and screaming. But that's not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a language. I said the Holy Ghost is a language. It ain't talking about no. Yeah. That is not the Holy Ghost. They speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. But everybody, they tell you now, it don't take all of that. You ain't got to speak in tongues. But Jesus told them to go to Jerusalem and stay there till it be endued with power from on high.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple Church of the Lord Jesus Christ with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
Hey, K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM.
You're going to have peace in your home right now. You're going to have an unknown sickness right now. Man, if you have that nature problem right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Somebody don't know what the problem is.
They were so confused at the end of the court that they didn't know which way I was supposed to be in, what courtroom I was supposed to be in. You know, that night you was going out of town, you know, you dropped that package. You were supposed to be working on the old police thing.
Right. Met you on the side of the road.
Right. Okay. When he got the code, I mean, he was all for me. The jury was all for me. The sister was all for me. Even the barber claim I ran him to the telegram pole. He even know what would happen. I don't know where you brought me. I can't remember you running me in no telegram pole. He said, because I was speeding, and I just lost control of the car.
So he told he done turned his story around.
He done even turned his story around.
Jesus Christ.
Before he went and got down, and told me he was supposed to be in that courtroom. Then they said I wasn't supposed to be in it. They never did call my name. I went downstairs. His computer showed it, but it didn't have a ticket on it. And I went back upstairs, had to go back downstairs. Then they sent me to another courtroom. I wasn't supposed to be in that courtroom. By the time we got through, couldn't do nothing, just throw it right on out. Well, you can go.
Oh, Jesus.
Go. It was so confused down there, it was just a shame and a pity.
You wasted time.
It wasted time. I don't know what happened. I got on my knees, I got on my knees in front of the judge. Thank you, sir.
I believe you.
Situation of sickness around you. Ask my friend. friends, that telephone number is 1-877-319-2444. Write it down, my friends. Put it in a very special place. That's 1-877-319-2444. If the line is busy, dial us right back. If the voicemail picks up, leave your name and your telephone number. Again, that's 1-877-319-2444. If I stepped out and you leave a message, my friend, no one's going to get that message but myself. No matter what is going on, everything here is personal, private, and confidential. I know everybody's business is nobody's business. Again, my friend, the toll-free number is 1-877-319-2444. If the line is busy, just dial us right back. My friends, those of you that are writing, when you write, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me a prayer prosperity package. We all know that nothing from nothing leaves just what I said, and that nothing. If you're in need and you want to turn it around, my friends, I'll show you. If you have a problem, my friends, and you've been other places and you're sick and tired of going through what you see in your life, I'll show you how to turn it around. Yes, friends, this is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory. Mailing address here in Atlanta is P.O. Box 16903. That's Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip code that letter 30321. Again, that's Reverend Gregory, Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip code to letter, my friends, 30321. Oh, my God, my God. My friends, I've talked to many in your area alone and seen many of you here since we've been broadcasting concerning situations. I will not play a testimonial from your area, for we never know who's listening. But I'll show you, friends, in the name of Jesus, that you can turn it around. Jesus does not want you to live the way that you're living if it's in turmoil or unrest. Maybe you, friends, have situations where someone around you is on drugs and you want them off. Maybe you, my friends, have unnatural situations around your home and you're saying that you're tired of it. You're saying to yourself that there has to be a way out of this situation. Whether it is a court case and you've tried to work on it and it has turned to where you cannot see your way through, I will show you, my friend, that God has made it possible for us to enjoy this life here as we live. And if you have that faith, my friends, you too can come through right now, my friends. Let's take a minute of silent prayer. You might be in your homes, on your job, in your automobile, no matter where you are right now. Let's just take a minute of silent prayer. Hug your child. Hold your mate's hand or your friend's hand right now. Someone's about to approach their knees and pray with us. Someone, my friend, is about to lay their hands on that sick spot on their body or lay their hand on that Bible. Right now, my friend, close your eyes if you're not on the job of driving and join us. Let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard. But just 1 minute, my friend, just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus, just 1 minute of silent prayer. No matter what you're facing right now, my friends, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, with the blood of Christ in your heart right now, my friends, just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.